This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Listen to the sound when you listen to the sound when you listen to the sound when you.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is 1 minute past 9 o'clock on your Wednesday night. You're with Jono and Leo inside the Sound Museum, your weekly guide to everything that's happening in the music industry. We're with you through until 10 o'clock tonight. Special guest Emily Williams in studio shortly, Leo. That's very exciting.
How's your week, love?
My week's been chaotic. Busy, busy, busy.
And you've brought a car today, haven't you?
I did, but we're not talking about that.
I'm just saying.
Okay, just saying. We're talking about music.
Heaps of new music tonight, including the new one from Little Mix featuring Missy Elliott. That's coming up. Lord, who is a New Zealand singer doing great things across the ditch and now also impacting Aussie iTunes chart here. And also we're going to listen to a new track from New Kids on the Block. Remember them, people? They're back.
I'm not terribly excited about that, to be fair, but what I am excited about is the fact that you're also playing a new song by Blue.
Yes.
The boy band Blue. That's a bit difficult to say on a Wednesday night. Which you think is one of your favourite songs of the year and is amazing.
Well, so I'm just a bit obsessed with it at the moment.
All right.
So, anyway.
It's been getting playlisted on your little computer, has it? Out of the top spot.
This first song is part of the Community Broadcasting Association of Victoria. They have a campaign at the moment called Same Song, Same Time, which this afternoon at 4:15 across all the community stations in Victoria, they played the song at the same time all over Victoria, and it's by a local artist called Chris O'Neill. The song was called If You're Here, and here's a bit of Chris talking about the song. I actually interviewed him about a month ago, and this is what Chris O'Neill had to say about his song, If You Were Here.
That was a track that I was sitting on for a little while because I just couldn't get it right. And strangely enough, that song actually came to proper fruition from a songwriting deadline that I had to do while I was studying. And so I went, I've got a song that's kind of along the way. It's going to be all right. And then in the end, that deadline pushed it to being finished and being one of my favorite tracks on the CD. Essentially, it's about two of my friends, and it's a weird way to describe it, but they've both lost people who are really important to them. And along the way, you kind of go, well, look, I wonder if, from my perspective, I wonder if they would be different if those people were still around. Mm. And then you go, I wonder if they've ever thought the same thing. Would I be different if that person was still here? So it's a strange little mental journey like that. But yeah, that's essentially what it's about.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Someone that is here, very, very excited. Emily Williams is in studio. Hello, darling.
Hello, 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 my love. Hello.
So good to have you back in studio.
Oh, it's good to be back.
It's been a while.
Live.
Yes, live.
Been a while since you've been here.
Yeah, I know.
Last time I saw you, I think, was at D&M Nightclub when we had a little bit of a boogie and you performed some songs.
Oh, yes.
A while back.
Such good times with you, eh, babe?
But
good
times. Right now, you're travelling around the country as part of this crew with some of the Geordie Shore boys, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and I'm so looking forward to this. This should be good.
Well, you've done Canberra so far. I think Sydney's coming up, and then you head around the country and come back to Melbourne. Is that right?
Correct, yep.
And you're partying with a couple of hot boys.
I know!
Jay from Geordie Shore, for one, he's gorgeous.
What do you think, out of 10?
Well, no one's perfect, so maybe an 8.5.
Oh, okay.
Now, you grew up in a big family, and you've obviously got brothers in that, so you must know how to handle the boys, the bad boys.
Oh, she does.
Have you got any tricks or tips or, you know?
I don't. Oh, man, you're so right. Like, I do have a lot of brothers in my life, but I think for someone like Jay, because he's coming from overseas and stuff, it's hard because they have a different like swag about them. You know, if with my culture, they have a Pacific swag and theirs is really staunch.
Yeah.
You know, theirs are very staunch as they're like, rrr. But like Jay's coming over, so he's got a different swag. So I think he's more sweet-ish / bad boy.
He's a bit of a lad.
Right? I would be keeping the wooden spoon in your handbag in case you've got to give him a slap.
Don't worry, honey, I will.
Emily, on this promo tour. This, you're promoting the new single, Get It, which is from the album Uncovered, which you released last year. Now, tell us about Get It, because it's a really uplifting song, isn't it? I like it.
It is. It's, you know, everyone was asking me, it's so funny you released Get It, you know, because it was on the album, the last album. But the reason why I released it, like, obviously as a single, is because the lyrics in there were just so uplifting and it catered to everybody of all ages. Skin color, black, white, pink, purple. It just, the words in there were just amazing. So I was just like, you know what? If this can reach people the way that it did me when I was writing it, it's got to make an impact somehow. So I was like, yeah.
Now, you've done the Young Divas in Time, and you've like released your album, and you've like toured around the clubs, and now you're going on another club tour. It's just full on. Life keeps going for Emily Williams.
It does. It's got to be busy, you know. It's good to be working. I'm just privileged and blessed to actually still do what I love, and that's singing and making people smile and making people happy, I guess.
Because we first fell in love with you, obviously, on Australian Idol back in 2005. Mm. You're part of the Young Divas as well with Pauline and Kate.
Hi, P. I know you're listening. Yeah. She's listening.
Hello, Pauline, hi, darling. Vicky Lee and Jessica Marboy. Have you guys thought about maybe reforming for a bit of a special
everyone's tour? You know, everybody's been saying
everyone's
that.
Coming
I'd
back
love
at the moment.
To just to, you know, get back on stage with them and say, you know, how's it going? You know, we used to all sing together. Ta-da! But it would be good if we could get back together, I guess. Like,
well, look, the Spice Girls got back for the Olympics. Mm. We've got the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast in a couple of years. Maybe the Young Divas could reform.
We could do that.
I'm full of good ideas tonight.
Oh, my gosh. You're full of ideas, aren't you?
The Young Divas were very popular in the gay scene, just quietly.
Yes.
And you guys have also gone on to do your own solo careers. I mean, Pauline was doing The Fireman, and you know, she was doing her thing, and Vicky Lee's doing her thing, and Kate's doing her thing. So do you guys still keep in contact? Do you guys catch up? And
oh, definitely. Like, every time, like, P, when she released Fireman, I rang up, I was like, girl, you know, I'm feeling that track. That track is mine. And she was like, thanks, babe.
So you could go into like the Commonwealth Games on the back of fire trucks or like tuk-tuks or something, as opposed to the black cabs they had at the Olympics.
I don't know where he's getting these ideas from, people.
Emily, I think we're onto something here.
I think we are, Shane, if you're listening.
We're onto
something. So I think we should play the track. This is the brand new single called Get It. It's had over 80,000 hits on YouTube already since Friday.
Crazy.
This is a great track. This is from the album Uncovered.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're in the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9 with Emily Williams live in studio. Before we go any further, we should point out we're on the Twitter, which is Sound Museum 949. Also on the Facebook, which is Sound Museum, if you want to like us, poke us, tweet us, do whatever you like.
Email or SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. And our lovely assistant producer and co-presenter Michael is on Twitter tonight, so make sure you tweet him as well.
We might even put a photo of Michael on the Facebook page. That'll get people going along to us.
Now, Ms. Williams, the video for Get It, over 80,000 views on YouTube since Friday. It's out on iTunes right now. Really fun video, Joel. Who came up with the concept of the video?
Well, it was with me and Shane. Me and Shane.
Shane's your manager. We should point that out. He's not your boyfriend. He's your manager.
Yes.
People are confused.
Shane Tyler Greaves. I know you're listening, honey.
Yeah.
But we kind of sat down and kind of thought about it. You know, we watched a lot of Kylie.
Right.
Kylie, no videos.
Please don't use that word in the studio with Leo.
The hot pants. Yeah. Sort of in the video.
Yeah. So we use a lot of influence from her, you know, because I love her. So we took some influence from her. The whole video for us was like kind of wanting people to kind of understand my personality, see a goofy side, you know, the crazy side. Everyone knows the crazy side, of course, like Mr. Thing over here. But yeah, I just wanted people to see my personality.
I'll tell you what else they saw. They saw quite a lot of your tattoos in the video.
I know, you like.
You're well angst, darling. Any new to the collection these days?
No.
Anything new lately?
I actually know, but I do want some more.
So
I don't
do
know
I.
if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I want more. I want my whole body done.
I'm about to go get another one. We've got to talk. We've got to talk over the next song. I want to know where you get them done.
Whereabouts? Where did you want yours?
We'll talk shortly.
Oh, whereabouts would you like to get a tattoo? Is there any place that you liked one that you haven't done it yet?
Oh my gosh, can that's you a secret. That information? That's a secret.
I'd show you mine, but I have to take my pants off, and we've got policies about that.
No, talking new tats, your brother Jay, who we've both interviewed on Sound Museum, Jay Williams, of course, New Zealand singer, his single Live It Up was huge here on Joy. He's got a new tattoo recently on his chest.
Yes, he does, little thing. I didn't know that he got a new tattoo until he put it on Facebook. So I was like, shut up, bro, that looks pretty good.
You're working with him on his new album as well. How's that going?
I am. It's going good. I am. We're doing a family song called Undivided. So we're kind of going back and forth in studio from New Zealand and here. I'm putting down my vocals. He's putting down his ideas. I'm chucking him ideas. So it's going back and forth. So the new song on the album, on his new album, is going to be called Undivided.
Something to look forward to on the new Jay Williams album.
Now, you're touring around the country at the moment, as we said before, with some of the boys from Geordie Shore. Tell us a little about the concept of the show, because there's like there's parties and there's DJs and then there's you singing. So how does this all work?
Well, obviously, we've also got a DJ guy called Digital Damage. Hi, honey. He'll be playing for like a good like half an hour, and then Jay's going to go on and rock the stage. And then obviously the big diva has to end the whole show with a big bang. With the big bang. So that's pretty much how it's going to work.
So apart from big bang, what do you do when you get on stage? What are you singing for us?
Well, there's going to be, obviously I have to sing two of my originals and also some of my favourite songs that I love to cover anyway, like your song Titanium.
Oh, you rock that. She does. You really give Sierra a run for her money with that song.
Ooh, it's a hard one. She's a hard act to follow, but you know, I do my best. But,
so aside from the tour, what's coming up next for you this year? What else is coming up?
Well, the second single comes out, I think, in June. I hope I'm correct. Yep, in June.
Soon.
So soon. Mm. And then the album should be done, I reckon, by the end of the year. Should be good.
Fantastic. Emily, thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Sound Museum at Joy 94.9.
I've got another question.
Okay, so
I haven't finished.
Oh,
go on, honey.
Take it away, sweetheart.
I just have one further question. This tour you're doing at the moment, you're playing these clubs out in the burbs. Mm-hmm. When are you coming back into the gay clubs? We want you in the gay clubs in Melbourne. Come on, honey.
Yes, work, Shane, work. Of course, I will always be loyal to my gay fans. Honestly, without them, I don't think I'd have that same support, to be honest. They literally are my life. But you know what? We'll get there. We'll definitely
get
there.
It's not all about you,
no.
It's about you having a dance with me afterwards.
Oh, you're going to bring that up. Let's get rowdy.
I like all these people on the dance floor. There's that Jono from Joy dancing with Emily.
With Emily Williams.
Yeah.
Now, the new single from Emily Williams is called Get It. It's on iTunes right now. Get it, people. And
get it.
The video is on there as well with some slamming remixes. And check out Emily's website, emilywilliams.net.au, for all the tour dates.
Or they can tweet you. How do they tweet you?
Emily Urban Williams. Diva.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Sorry, Shane. Emily Urban Diva Williams.
Is the Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You're on at Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum tonight with Jono and Leo. Now, heading across to the charts, Jono.
Look, I'll be with you in just a sec. I'm just posting a photo on our Facebook page, the Sound Museum one, of the lovely Emily and our lovely co-producer and presenter, Michael.
Aww.
I don't know who's better looking, so I'll let the public decide.
Right. Make sure you like Sound Museum on Facebook, Sound Museum 949.
I'm pressing post now. It's going to be up there in a minute. Let's do the charts while it's loading.
Up 16 places to number 32 this week is Boom Boom, Sam and Womp. That's from the Kmart ads.
I beg your pardon. Sam and Womp with Boom Boom?
Yeah.
You're joking.
From Kmart ads anyway.
You're joking. This country's gone to the pack.
New at number 27 is Guns N' Roses with featuring Pink. Is that right?
Really? T.I. featuring Pink?
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'd have to check that out and listen to it.
Number 18 is Big Banana from Havana Brown. Five places to number 10 this week is Hello, Christina Milian and Little Wayne. The Little Mix Girls are up to number 9 this week with Change Your Life. And number 2 is Thank You from MKTO. And number 1 at the second week is Passenger with Let You Go.
Looking at the Australian album charts this week, we've got the Pitch Perfect soundtrack. That's up 25 to number 20, probably because the movie's just been released on DVD. Delta Machine, which has got nothing to do with Delta Goodrum, it's a new album by Depeche Mode, that's in at number 16. Down 3 to number 4 is the 2020 Experience with Justin Timberlake. Expect that to go boom down the charts very quickly. And brand new at number 1 this week is Sempiternal. something like that. Anyway, with Bring Me the Horizon, never heard of it.
Over in New Zealand, with Spec Jono, Little Mix is new at number 35 with Change Your Life. At number 12 this week is Fearless Moment by Christina Aguilera and Pitbull. She's going to hit finally again. Up to number 11 this week is The Script with If You Could See Me Now. And number one, up seven places to number one this week is Let It Go by Passenger.
There's a brand new New Zealand act called Brown Hill. They've got an album out in New Zealand. It's reached number two this week. It's called First Love. But they can't hold Pink off. She is still number one in New Zealand with The Truth About Love.
This next chap, Jono, is from New Zealand. Her name is Lord, and she is a 16-year-old schoolgirl from Auckland. And she's actually been number one, or been in the top 10 in New Zealand for a few weeks. And she's now impacting iTunes here in Australia. So her track, Royals, which we're going to play next, is I think top 20 at the moment in the singles chart, and the EP is also top 20 as well. So expect some big things from here. We played this a few weeks ago, I think about a month ago, and this is our pick.
We're playing it again because we love a bit of Kiwi music.
You enjoy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
In a moment, you're going to talk about New Kids on the Block, but first of all, the new releases this week, if you want to spend some money on some new music. Singles-wise, you've got One Republic versus Elso with I Lose Myself. The new Emily Williams track called Get It is out, so make sure you get online and get that. Album-wise, you've got Molly Ringwald with Except Sometimes.
She's an actress from The Breakfast Club and 18 Candles.
Means nothing to
me. The redhead girl.
Means nothing to me. I don't watch telly, you know that.
She's a movie star, anyway.
I'm interested in music stars, not movie stars. Moving on. Other albums out this week. Rebecca Ferguson's got Heaven, that's out in the deluxe edition. Sarah Brightman, now there is a star. Dream Chaser is her brand new album. It's out in the standard and deluxe editions. And New Kids on the Block have returned with an album called 10.
Now, you saw New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys with me, and you were actually quite surprised. You were dragged along, as I recall, and you ended up loving the concert.
I wasn't dragged along. I got good seats and good tickets. Yes. It was a very, very good show.
It was a very fun show. The boys are back, and New Kids on the Block are back with their sixth album, which is from their last album, The Block, in 2008. Now, the lead single was called Remix, I Like It, and that wasn't really much of a hit. But They've actually teamed up with a Danish production team called DK, who have worked with JLS and Ronan Keating and Blue Jedward as well. They've also worked with the songwriter and producer who's also worked with Belinda Carlisle. His name is Gabe Lopez. So some big names on there. Listen to the album, Jono. It's a few standout tracks. We Own the Night, Wasted on You, Miss You More, and the track we're going to play shortly called Crash. Now, it's a very current album, and they've teamed up with, obviously, recent producers, and it's a really, really good pop album. There's a hidden track at the end as well called Survive You, and the iTunes version has a bonus track called Block Party. So
one's got to ask how successful it's going to be. Do people still care about New Kids on the Block?
Well, I think the true fans are going to buy it, and it's not going to break any ground, but I know there's a lot of gay boys that love New Kids on the Block.
Well,
so
that tour certainly sold out around the country, didn't it?
Exactly,
it
was very, right.
New Kids on the Block, yes, so they're back. They're quite good. It's quite a good pop album, I have to say.
It is a good pop album, and this track is called Crash, and it's a really, really cool track. I love this track.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9, 18 minutes to 10 o'clock on your Wednesday night with Jono and Leo and the lovely Michael. We'll bring Michael in, I think. Michael sort of does all the research. How are you, Michael?
I'm good, thanks.
Did you enjoy having Emily in studio?
Yes, it was great to have her in.
Was this your first celebrity encounter?
Yes, it was.
Oh my God.
I know. That's so cute, isn't it?
I can't decide.
Very
who
exciting.
I put the photo on the Facebook page. I can't decide which one I like better.
When Emily came in, weren't you dull?
Yeah.
So are you, Leo. You squealed all about the studio.
We have, you know, we've bonded. We have bonded.
Let's bond over the UK and US charts, shall we? Getting on with the show.
UK singles chart.
We have got a new entry from, we don't want to Chris Brown, don't care. Up six places to number 19 is I Need Your Love, Calvin Harris featuring Ellie Goulding. New entry for Michael Bublé at number 10, It's a Beautiful Day. Feel This Moment, Pitbull and Christina Aguilera, that's up three to number 8. And Duke Mont featuring AME with Need You, that is the new number 1 in the UK this week. On the album chart, Michael?
Over on the albums chart, up 14 to number 10 is Rihanna with Unapologetic. Re-entering into the top 100 at number 9 is Meatloaf with Bat Out of Hell.
What's that made of? Why has he suddenly re-entered?
No idea.
Has he died and we've not been told?
Maybe some ad or something in the UK.
I think he's on the new Celebrity Apprentice. Not that that would really do anything for
me.
Maybe I know. Maybe he's celebrity.
Maybe he's singing at Margaret Thatcher's funeral or something.
Maybe. Anyway, debuting at number 2 is Night Visions from Imagine Dragons. And holding on to number 1 for a third week is Justin Timberlake with the 2020 Experience. That should be dropping soon, hopefully.
Over in the US, number 1 on the singles chart for a 6th consecutive week. Non-consecutive work, sorry, is A Thrift Shop featuring Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Over on the dance chart, up 6 to number 16 is, I love this track, Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding with I Need Your Love. Acid Rain from Alexis Jordan is up to number 10. Number 6 is Next to Me, Amelia Sande. And number 1 is Cassette with Beam Me Up.
On the album chart in the US this week, we've got One Republic with Native, a new entry at number 4. Blake Shelton, Based on a True Story, is at number 3. I Am a Human Being by Lil Wayne is at number 2, but Justin Timberlake's 2020 Experience still holds at number 1 in the US this week.
Now, Michael, this next track we're going to play is from the UK. You picked this track tonight.
Yes, I did. It's Bridget Menler with her new track, Ready or Not. It's been in the UK charts for about a month. It landed in the top 10. It's a pretty catchy track, and it, really good song.
Let's give it a whirl.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the Sound Museum with Michael, Jono and Leo.
I quite like that song.
Yes, it's very catchy.
That wasn't bad at all.
Good pick, Michael.
I know, thank you. And also just a quick shout out to Andy, who's listening in. He sent a message and he just wants everyone to know that he is awesome and funny.
Oh, I'm sure you are, Andy.
Just like me.
Yes, very.
Whatever.
Now, Leo, you've been telling me all week that I'm going to love this next song. You've been telling me it's your favourite song of the moment. You think I'm going to love it. I haven't had time to listen to it yet, so it's going to be my debut listen to this new track by Blue.
The pressure is on,
I tell
you.
It's got a lot to live up to.
I got the Blue album from overseas because it's not released here.
You're joking.
So I've always been a fan of Blue. What are you saying?
I said you're joking. It's not been released here.
No, it's not on iTunes yet. Mm. But I got it from overseas, and the album's a really good album. They actually do a cover of Stan Walker's Black Box.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. That's not very appealing.
Well, I mean,
it's not going to encourage me to buy it.
It's a really good pop album, and okay. Of course, they at the moment they're involved with the tour, their big reunion, which is with Atomic Kitten and Five, Bewitched, all those 90s acts are coming back for this massive tour in the UK, and that's happening, I think, in May, and they're also doing a Christmas tour in December as well because it's sold out so quickly. So Blue are on that lineup, and they've released a new album called Roulette. And we all know that the lovely Duncan James is openly gay in the group.
Took his time. First of all, he was straight, then he was bisexual, then he decided he liked the boys more than the girls, and then he was gay.
Anyway.
But good on him.
And the blonde guy, Lee, is really cute in the band as well. He's got a really, really good voice, and his vocal on this track is incredible. I love his voice. And if you listen to this track, the first vocal you hear is actually Duncan.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, here's a track from the new Blue album. It's called Break My Heart, and it's not a single. It's an album track from the new album Roulette, and it's one of my favourites at the moment.
Better be good.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
That's officially quite good. It gets my tick of approval. Michael, does it get yours?
Oh, it's definitely a great song.
That is brand new for Blue. It's called Break My Heart. It's from the new album.
I can pick them, can't I?
If you want it, you can't download it. Unless you've got, you can't download that unless you've got an overseas iTunes account, but you can order the album online.
We've got our last track for the night from Sophie Ellis Bextor coming up next on the Sound Museum.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Time just goes so fast. It's 4 minutes to 10, which means it's time for us to get out of here. Max is up next with Drag Time. He's got a drag king in the studio tonight. the queens are clearing out and there's a king coming in tonight. There you
Speak
go.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
It's been a very busy show with Emily Williams coming in tonight. Fantastic having her in the show again.
Two things you need to know, or three things you need to know about Emily Williams. First of all, her new single Get It is out now, so log on to iTunes and buy that. Secondly, the podcast of the interview will be up probably tomorrow,
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. And she'll also be with me on Tuesday Breakfast on Froth next week. The lovely Emily Williams. So that's what you need to know there.
And as you can hear in the background, this is a track which came online this week, last week. It's a free track which you can download for Sophie Alice Baxter if you go to her website. It's a demo version of a new single called Young Blood. It's a really beautiful track and it's a perfect way to end the night, don't you think?
Now, Michael, I'm not here next week. Leo, I'm not here next week.
I'm going to me now, are you?
I'm going to be in
Craig's. That.
I'm going to be in Craig's Hills jockstrap next week.
Have fun with her.
Make what you like.
See
about
what I've
that.
I've got to put up with people.
So, Leo and Michael, you two are in charge next week. So make a go of it, would you?
Yes, and it's going to be a special show next week because.
Because what?
Because why?
I'm not here. Right.
It's my anniversary week.
Oh yes, it is.
Your birthday. What is it? Your 40th? No, only joking.
You're on a sound museum tonight with Michael and Leo, and this is Sophie Alice Baxter, Young Blood.
You're on Joy 94.9. We're saying goodnight. Max is up next.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.